A new show debuts on FX tonight, and our TV critic thinks it could be one of the best new shows of 2016. The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, is centered around the trial of the former football player who was accused of killing his wife and another man and then acquitted. Joining us to talk about it is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And let's start with a clip from the show. Here's one where John Travolta plays defense attorney Robert Shapiro, who is trying to backpedal from using race as part of the defense. Courtney B. Vance plays Johnny Cochran. Here it is.
I stand before you right now and say race has never and will never be an issue in this case.
Bob.
This is the United States of America, and we are defending a black man who is fighting to prove his innocence. But we would not be doing our job if we did not at least talk about how race plays a part in this trial. Now, if that is playing the race card, so be it.
Now, one of the things that you have pointed out, Eric, is that this is a show that is about much more than this trial.
Right. Well, you know, I've said many times on this program that period pieces are not about the period that they depict. They're about the period in which they get made. So even though they're depicting a trial that took place 20 years ago, really, a lot of this is talking about how we feel about the criminal justice system now. The People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime Story starts with the reaction to the Rodney King trial and the fact that this unarmed black motorist was beaten severely by several police officers, and those police officers were not found guilty of anything in a court of law. And that disillusioned a lot of people about the tactics of the LA Police Department and whether or not anyone could be held to account when they crossed the line. So then O.J. Simpson comes along. He is one of the most famous black men in the country. He's accused of murder, and his defense team uses mistrust of the police to sort of try to discredit every bit of evidence that has been produced to try and convict him. And the miniseries goes into detail and shows how this strategy emerged. And you think you know this case because it was covered so much in the media, but when you watch this miniseries, which is based on a book written by Jeffrey Toobin, you start to realize you don't remember a lot about the case, and you don't know as much as you think you did.
You know, it's really funny to have you say that, because just listening to you recount exactly what happened, I'm just remembering, because so many of us lived through that and watched it day after day after day. But obviously, as you say, this is a new take on this, and it should be very interesting to watch. I want to switch gears to another show that is out this week that's getting a lot of buzz. The comedian Louis C.K. released a new show unannounced on his website for a $5 download fee. It's called Horace and Pete. And the whole first episode is set in a family-owned bar. Here's a scene where a girl runs into a woman who used to be like family to her.
Are you here to see your daddy?
Yep.
Kiss.
No, thank you.
Oh, you don't want to kiss your grandma?
Well, you're not my grandma. You were my dad's dad's last girlfriend, so.
You always used to kiss me.
Yeah, I think that was before I figured out that I don't have to, so. I never really liked it.
That's really mean.
It's interesting to describe Louis C.K. as a comedian, which is, of course, what he is, but everything right. that he does, or so much of it, is so dark.
Well, so much of the scripted stuff he does is sort of drama tinged with a lot of humor. So that was Edie Bryant, who was on SNL playing the daughter, and Jessica Lange playing the older woman. And, you know, this is kind of a weird situation. It's about a family-owned bar that's 100 years old. Louis C.K. plays Horace, who owns the bar and runs it with his brother, Pete, who's played by Steve Buscemi. Alan Alda is amazing as their racist, sexist, abrasive Uncle Pete. And Edie Falco is their sister, who wants to take legal action to try and take over the bar because she feels like her brothers are running it into the ground. And it is very dark. Sometimes the humor isn't obvious. In the spirit of NPR, I'm going to nitpick a little bit. There are a couple of scenes that do take place that are in an apartment that's above the bar. It's not all in the bar, but it is certainly the bar is almost a character in the show, because it's about how this institution has bound this very dysfunctional family together and why it's made them so dysfunctional.
Why was it released the way that it was without any promotion?
Well, what's interesting is Louis C.K. has done this occasionally. He's put out stand-up specials on his website that he's sold directly to fans. So you get the sense that he's experimenting here, and, you know, he wants to see what happens when he does it. What's odd is that in the past, when he's done this sometimes, he's explained to his fans what he's doing. This time he just did it, and he's not really talking to anybody about why he's doing it this way or whether he'll make money doing it or whether there will even be more than one episode of this show, and if there is, when then we might see the next one.
So one more thing I have to ask you about while we have you, Eric. The Screen Actors Guild Awards were this past weekend, and Jeffrey Tambor won for Best Actor in a Comedy for Transparent, which I just started watching, and it is one of the best things I've ever seen on TV. I want to play a clip from season one of Transparent when Tambor's character is coming out as transgender to his eldest daughter.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm just trying. Can you just help me out here? Are you saying that you're going to start dressing up like a lady all the time?
No, honey, all my life. My whole life I've been dressing up like a man.
Eric, season two came out in December. How do you think it holds up? And what do you think of the show?
Well, yeah, I named it amongst the best shows of the year, both last year and the year before. So I'm a big fan of particularly what Jeffrey Tambor is doing with his character. He's playing a woman. He's transitioning from being a man to being a woman, but at 70 years of age. And he has grown children, and his children reflect that dysfunction in different ways. They have different problems of their own that you could maybe trace to the way that they were parented by this person who was living a very inauthentic life. So it's about struggling to be your authentic self at a time when you're not really sure what that means and you're not really sure how much that's going to hurt the people around you. But ultimately, you realize you have to do that in order to survive as a person, which is an amazing message. And I think people, that's why I think this show has educated us about transgender people, but it's also resonated with people in other ways because a lot of people are on that journey, just not necessarily involving gender.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you so much as always.
Yeah, always a pleasure, man.